shy, oh. Those people they are now. People with the shy, oh. Those people they are now. They no call me tele, oh. But then they can call me now. Now empty belle, oh. Now I make man they feel somehow.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Rex here, welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while since I did one of these. It's been like almost 2 weeks since I released the podcast. I've had some like pre-recorded, and I have like a lot of other really cool podcasts planned, but between my YouTube channels, multiple YouTube channels, and everything I do outside, like, you know, the whole online space, like, I literally have no time to do anything. But today, you know, I'm recording one, so here we freaking go. I had this really cool idea I wanted to do with a friend, but it's not working out. Like, what the fuck? It's so annoying when you have really good ideas. It involves Tinder. Like, she just opened a new, like, Tinder account, like, today. And she had, like, 100, like, 99 plus likes. Yeah, you know, you have to pay to like see the likes and everything, and then we tried to pay, but then the stuff wasn't working. I was just like, we could have really put some people on cruise today, I swear to God. Just like, my plan was to just to throw all the guys that like were trying to flirt with her on Tinder, because there was some white guy that already asked for nudes. And shit, and that was just like too priceless. But yeah, so I remember the last time we talked, we had like a few tech topics, you know, and I think I also like mentioned in the last podcast, like, I think that was when the whole banning of bikes and everything kind of started in Lagos, and that shit, yo, that shit has been crazy. It has like caused a lot of people to trek, and so many weird memes on the internet. It's ridiculous. The memes are so much. The memes are everywhere. Like, it's crazy. So Samsung came out with the new Galaxy Flip. That's like our first tech news today. I've seen the phone. I've seen videos of the phone. I'm still trying to get my plug to let me get a hands-on on the phone. But it's basically your smartphone, your current smartphone, but like it flips in half. So like, imagine the Note 10 flipping in half. Being half its, you know, size, and you can put that shit in your pocket. What do I think about the phone? I think the phone is amazing, and I honestly expected it, because what did you expect? After the Galaxy Fold came out, I was able to get my hands on the Galaxy Fold, even though it was limited in Nigeria. It came out, you would be spending like almost 800 and something thousand to get that phone, you know. Now the Z Flip is out, which is a cheaper version of the whole Fold thing, and the phone looks glorious. Like, what the hell? I'm just looking at like pictures and videos of the thing, and it's like just been really crazy. So I'm guessing they obviously had to use the same kind of plastic screen, but Samsung really learned like a lot of lessons from having to recall the first iteration of the, you know, the Samsung Fold, and it was just like, wow. I'm going to try my possible best to get my hands on that shit, yo. All right, so like more updates from DJI. So DJI released this. I don't even know what to call it. They're releasing something and tagging it with Valentine's Day. I mean, I know Valentine's Day is this like big global thing, but what does DJI have to do with Valentine's Day? That makes no sense. I mean, for those of you guys that listen to my podcast from my YouTube channel, like, you know, I really like DJI. I use a lot of their products. The mobile gimbal, my drone is DJI. You know, all the accessories I've got for all of my DJI stuff are also DJI. Like, no third party stuff or anything like that. Yet it's just like, wow. Okay. It's just like, why is DJI doing this? That makes no sense at all. I'm still trying my very, very possible best to see if this can work, yo. I really had this, yo, the idea was just like way too good. It was just crazy. So I'm going to read comments from the last video because I feel it's a lot easier to answer like some questions people ask me in the comments on podcasts like this, instead of having to release a whole video and then looking for a way to, like, it's just kind of annoying, you know what I mean? So hold on, so I'm going to open up, let me open up this and then find, basically answer like all the questions. Let's go into comments. The YT like studio app is really useful on the phone. All right, what have we got? So someone says on the best unlimited Wi-Fi in Nigeria, TZT versus Smile. Queen Dija says, so for personal use without power / electricity, I can't access Wi-Fi. Well, Queen Dija, you can, but you most portable Wi-Fis do not have Ethernet ports. There are this like MiFi stuff, and okay, the reason why I'm guessing she's asking this because I don't use any portable Wi-Fis, and that's just really because for what I do, wired connection is much better, lower latency, lower percentage of loss of packets doing data transfers, and you know, interference is also significantly reduced, especially in the studio. Like if I play music, like when I'm in the studio and I get a phone call, so many things fizzle out. My Bluetooth speaker, the sensors, or the light sensors, the Wi-Fi goes weird. Like it's just too many wireless connections in one place. Not good. So yeah, but you can have Wi-Fi access without electricity if you get an external power pack for your router, or you get one of the mobile ones that come with no Ethernet ports. All right, that answers that question. And all right, so Teal Toy Toy says, what's the best router you recommend for TZT, and where can I get it, please? The best router I recommend for TZT. Well, it depends on what you do. If you just browse the internet, everyday person, then you'll probably find with the router that comes with the TZT. But if you are a video person or you push a lot of pictures or documents over a network, I would advise you, there's this new router I'm actually trying to get my hands on. It's a gigabit router, works on a 2.5 gigahertz and 5 gigahertz network band. That allows you to do 1.2 or 1.5 gigabits wirelessly. That's crazy. 1.5 gigs per second. I'm just going to search it up on Google right now. Gigabit router. It's been everywhere. I've even seen YouTubers making videos about it. All right. Yes. It's a TP-Link AC 1900 wireless. The Archer A9. All right. TP-Link Archer A9. That is the router you should get. You know, if you want to, that was the best router I would recommend with TZT. It will work really, really good. So, all right. On the same video, the best unlimited Wi-Fi in Nigeria 2, the part 2 of that video, Godwin Emmanuel says, nice video. When will you start doing giveaway on the channel? I already mentioned this before. I already do giveaways. If you haven't heard or seen me doing a giveaway, you probably have missed some videos, or you don't follow me on my social media, which you should. So when I'm doing a giveaway, you'll know. I actually plan on giving away one of the S devices. I have the A10, up until the A80. No, the A70. So I want to give one of them away. I just released a video on those devices, letting people know which is the best. So make sure you go subscribe to me on YouTube. Just search me on Google. I'll pop up. You can watch the video right there. So we have some really nice comments. You're awesome, son. Keep it up. Good. You know, thank you very much. All right. So Andy Esonimim. What? All right. Andy says, what is the upload and download speeds of TZT? And it depends on your location and traffic time. So during the day, on high traffic days, I usually get downloads of around 12 Mbps and uploads of around 4 to 5 Mbps. But on the weekend / night time, my download speeds can be as high as 50 Mbps and upload as high as 10 Mbps or 15. So yeah, that answers your question. So on the best unlimited Wi-Fi in Nigeria, part one, Prime Acrobats asked, did the new router increase the network speed for Tizeti? No. And yes. Yes and no. Well, here's the thing. A better router wouldn't increase you the speed from the ISP, but it will increase the speed from your for your local network connection. So if you transfer a lot of files over the network, like I keep saying, you're going to benefit from upgrading your router a whole lot. All right, looking for other stuff. So some people have brought this stuff to my attention. Spectranet's YouTube channel commented on the video I did on the best unlimited Wi-Fi in Nigeria, Tizeti versus Smile. And they commented there and they were like, new sale, blah, 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 for 20K, get 60 gigabytes and free unlimited night browsing for 1 month and 100% data bonus for 3 months with their phone number and everything. First of all, Spectranet, that is free brand deals. No free brand deals. Pay up. But yeah, I've noticed it. Okay, I've noticed it. David Afolabi says on the three million naira laptop video says, I just remembered you call it the iPhone 10 instead of the X. Yeah, I get that mixed up. So I get that mixed up sometimes. It just happens. But yeah, it's one of those things. All right, it's one of those things. Who else? More videos. All right, on the best unlimited Wi-Fi, Joseph says, how much is Wi-Fi.com.ng unlimited plan and what's the amount of their routers with the highest number of users? Hold on, let me read that question again. How much is Wi-Fi.com.ng unlimited plan? That's one question. And what's the amount of their routers with the highest number of users? Okay, so let me answer the first question. The plan for installation, I believe you'd be paying 50,000 naira and then 95 subsequent every month for the basic unlimited plan. And then he asks, and what's the amount of their routers? Well, it comes in a package. You could call them to find out. I left their links in the description of the video, but it comes in a package. The package, you pay of 50,000 naira upon installation, either 45 or 50K. You get the router, you get everything with the highest number of users. It's all in a package. So yeah, you just have to, you know, just have to get at it. Someone brought to my attention that we were trending. One of our videos was trending. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that was really cool, like, for me to trend. Yeah. All right, so Anthony Mado says, I'm about to get Tizeti. I reside at Magodo, Phase 1, Ishere. I hope I get to enjoy a long-lasting and hopefully better service with efficient performance. Please hope it is really good in my area. Well, Anthony, I can't tell you if the network is good in your area, but what you can do is give Tizeti a call or go on their website to check if they have coverage around your area. But thanks for watching the video and commenting. Then Blazy Cast Gaming, hey, what's up, bro? He says, Tizeti is a nice company. They just need more support and advertising. I agree with that. Although they claim to have spent $16 million on branding and investment in solar panels to run their entire infrastructure off of renewable energy. All that is just business BS. Oh, Simulation Driving, the basics video. The real Mimi, that's a girl. Okay, the real Mimi says, hello, I don't know this much about games, but that's dope. All right, thank you. I'm going to even drop you a like, you know, just for that. And I'm looking for more comments. We're going to read a few more, and that'll be, I don't want this thing to be long, because my idea didn't work, and somebody is not being helpful. All right, so on the video, the worst internet ever, in brackets, Smile. Acilia African Animal Ranch. Wow. The problem is greed. $$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$$ spend the money, they shut off the internet and slow it down to get more money. South African countries. Whoa, this guy typed a whole lot. South African countries allowed this fraud to happen. I paid 180,000 TZ. I don't know what currency that is. I'm going to check route now and then convert it to Naira. All right. He said he paid 180,000 TZ in Naira. Let's see what Google comes up with. Tanzanian shillings. Oh, TZ is Tanzanian shillings. So 180,000 Tanzanian shillings is 28,000 Naira. That isn't even up to $100. What? Wait, hold on a second. Why is Tanzania's money so unvaluable? I mean, even Nigeria's Naira is already unvaluable. So for 180,000, for 180,000 of another country's currency to be just 28,000 of Nigeria's Naira, then that country, like, I paid 180,000 Tanzanian shillings and 250,000 Tanzanian shillings and internet was great for 1 week. So basically, he paid like $130, you know, for 1 week internet. Then they started asking for more money. I refused to pay. Then they shut off the internet for a day. And after they slow my speed. It's all about money and greed. Casual sign. Once the people and government decide not to allow this fraudulent corruption to occur, then Africa will have internet like the rest of the world. Because I had perfect internet for 1 week, then it got worse and shut off for days, being told they are working on it, in quotes. No, you are shutting it off. You're shutting off my internet because yesterday you told me to pay more money and I refused, so you shut off my service. Sad. But one honest company will take up all the customers and smile, and many other companies will disappear, especially now that foreign people have plenty of money to invest in honest companies that provide honest service. Whoa. This guy had a very bad experience. I mean, he typed a whole paragraph just to tell me that he spent like, you know, $180 for internet and then they cheated him and shut it off for 1 week. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry you had to face the corruption in Africa. So on the video, the Lagos Bridge that cost $29 billion, the drone video, Revy says, Nigerians got a suspension bridge? I didn't know that. Cool. Yeah. Whenever you search up Nigeria on the internet, the pictures that come up are like pictures of like the jungle and Africans that live in the jungle. So it gives this whole world the perception that one Americans think Africa is a country. Nancy, do you know that? Most Americans think Africa is a country. Like it's just one whole country, and in that country there are 1,000 tribes and everybody's just the same. Like, you understand? That's just crazy. No, Africa is not a country. Africa is a freaking continent that's got like what, 14 or 16 countries? Come on now. Joshua Akwara on the Samsung tablet versus iPad video says, I'm a big fan of yours. My dad knows your dad. They are friends. Wow, thanks, bro. Your dad knows my dad. Like, that's scary and amazing at the same time. I'm looking for more stuff. Deborah with a very long surname, which I'm not going to butcher, says, if I'm a billionaire, on the Homes of Billionaire in Lagos video, she says, if I'm a billionaire not living in no high rise, it would be a home with acres of land. I can agree with you there, my dear. I agree with you very much. So Dami Olasoji on the Samsung tablets versus iPad video says, what do you think about the new Samsung Fold from phone to tablet, amazing, isn't it? Yo, I already said the future is foldable phones. Motorola already came out. Have you seen Motorola's new phone, flip phone? It's cool. I'm going to bring it up right now. Motorola. All right, back to comments. Damian Olasoji says, on the same Samsung versus iPad, he says, but doesn't Apple products being different makes it stand out in the market instead of using Android OS? They have their own OS, which to me is amazing because you can hardly find any company out there making things this way. I agree with you. It's definitely good to have competition, definitely good to have options, you know. Also really definitely good to have it's nice that we have options and everything. But my major beef with Apple is, one, I just, right now, to me, Apple is just a luxury product. Most people buy Apple devices to look the part, you know? The productives don't buy Apple devices. Consumers buy Apple devices, in my opinion. The Apple review is what more people need to hear. You really can't work with Apple, truth be told. Good job. From Danny Venido. Thanks, bro. All right, I'm trying to find more. Listen. So Luby Katz on the first electric skateboard video in Nigeria says, bro, can you share your contacts? Let's do business regarding YouTube and products. That is what I like to hear. You'll be hearing from me soon. Luby Katz. All right. Sent you my email, you'll be hearing from me. There was something I wanted to say. And I've noticed a lot of people using my video, the Lagos Bridge that cost me 29 billion, the drone video, full 4K, have been using, taking the video from my YouTube. I'm too-